This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking about Pure Spoon. Now, let me just give you the rundown on Pure Spoon. It's the first-to-market maker of 100% organic fruit and veggie purees for kids made with HPP, which is a cool-temperature, high-pressure pasteurization technique. And that means higher nutritional value and more flavor than traditional high-heat pasteurization, which depletes nutrition and flavor. Now, we are talking to the founder of this company. Her name is Allison Eberle, and she is based in Austin, Texas. And Allison basically... what she did was she saw a need and she filled it. She was looking for options for her children or for her child that were unavailable. And so she decided to bring to market what she wanted to see in the market. And, as an entrepreneur, I know that that we see this quite often, and it ends up being the most successful brands out there, because that's what you want to find, is that opening, and you want to get that filled, and you've got your niche market and you're good to go. So Allison, let's talk about the struggles, because I know entrepreneurship always comes with struggles. So let's talk about that, because obviously you're a mom. And so there's the aspect of, you've got your child and you're juggling the balance of being a mom and having, having a company and the dedication that it takes to build something, to build a company, to do all that research and to build the finances and to, get into production and build a team and all of that. So let's talk about your journey as far as that goes and how you managed it.
Well, I've always been a working mom. So before I started Pure Spoon, I actually started and owned another company, ironically, a tutoring company. So I kind of went from educating kiddos to feeding them. And that has always been a part of my daughter's life. For me, to work outside the home keeps me sane. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking forward to Monday morning, because I kind of crave that everything that goes with starting a company and keeping it going. My balance has always been with my daughter that no matter what is going on, we have time together every day where everything is turned off and it's just she and I. But my daughter, I think, has learned, and it has just been a part of her life, that mommy, when she's on the phone call and it's a business phone call, or if she's in a meeting, that she's very respectful of that. And I think that that's very important, because it's also teaching her that I'm very respectful of the time that I'm with her. So that's her time with whatever she's doing with me or with us as a family, and that work is put to side. But I will tell you, it is a constant struggle, and it is a constant, it's difficult to strike that balance every day. And I think a lot of working moms can relate to that.
Absolutely. And also, it's there's a lot of I think a lot of people struggle with the self-motivation. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not happy where I am. I'm having a hard time. And they kind of get into the rut of just complaining about where they are, but staying there, because it's kind of, the devil, whereas they'll have a great idea and they won't act on it. For a litany of reasons. Everybody's got their own situations and their own scenarios. But what would you say to somebody who feels like they do have a great idea, but they just haven't been able to get themselves to pull the trigger on it?
So the first thing I would say is talk to somebody who's been in the same arena that you're thinking about entering. Mentorship has been very important to me from the very beginning. We're the first company in the country to do this. We couldn't reach out to anybody who was doing exactly what we were doing. But we reached out to other food manufacturers or other people who had expertise in distribution or dealing with transportation of something that's perishable. And that was a huge help for me. Instead of stumbling more than what I had to, I could talk to, other working moms, but also other parents in how to, one, do this properly, but two, how do you keep that balance going? And I felt that was really important. And then, of course, paying attention to the reality of when you walk in the door, you still have to be in mommy and wife mode. And that reality is just as important as when you are the founder or the worker of any company.
Mm-hmm. So it really is. It really is a constant effort. And I think that that's really a great point that you brought up with the mentorship, because, and that's part of why we like to share these stories too, is because when you get advice from people who have walked that walk and who have been where you're trying to go, it does help you avoid some of the missteps that can happen. And it also helps you to understand what you're really getting into and if it's really something that is right for you. If it is a good fit for you to be working for yourself, if it is a good fit for you to venture out and invest in something, you know, that can be a high pressure situation and can, you know, take a lot of energy and a lot of focus. And, you know, whereas working for a company rather than working for yourself, it's just a different mindset. So talking to other people who have been there, done that, can help you understand what you really need to find within yourself and if you're willing to do that. So I think that's a great piece of advice.
Now, well, they say it takes a village to raise a child. It really takes a village to start a company and to kind of form the entrepreneur that you want to be. You can't operate on an island and do everything by yourself. I mean, you certainly want to take a step back and be retrospective and make sure you're understanding that where you're going and making sure you're in the right direction. But yeah, you certainly need help.
Yep, absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask for it. We are going to be back with more right after the break. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.